The universe was created in 7 days, says the biblical creation myth. I figure somebody did mosquitoes a few weeks later after some very wild party where someone asked, what could we create that would just absolutely annoy humans? They say it was that eating of the apple from the tree of knowledge business that caused Adam and Eve to put on their clothes. No, I don't think so. It was the mosquitoes. Hello? And the problems have never stopped. Carriers of all kinds of deadly diseases, mosquitoes, are credited with half of all human deaths since the Stone Age.
Some say the bugs were provoked by the intrusion of humans into their natural habitat, that a live and let live policy is preferable to war with the bugs.
Let me tell you something. I say kill them all!
That moral debate on insecticide is from the fictional movie Starship Troopers, but in reality, the World Health Organization is convening an emergency panel today to discuss steps to control the spread of the mosquito-borne virus Zika, which is spreading throughout Latin America and has affected dozens of people here in the United States. Here to discuss it all is Joseph Conlon, retired U.S. Navy entomologist, who has studied mosquitoes in 37 different countries and is now a technical director for the American Mosquito Control Association.
Mosquitoes themselves don't occupy any unassailable niche in the food chain. If mosquitoes went away tomorrow, the ecosystem would probably hiccup for a while, then pull itself up by its bootstraps and continue to march. We got through the dinosaurs becoming extinct. If mosquitoes became extinct, it wouldn't hurt things all that much.
Could we get rid of mosquitoes short of actually crashing an asteroid into the United States or into the planet?
Probably not, and only insofar as that in getting rid of them, there would probably be too much in collateral environmental damage involved, because you'd have to use a number of different methods, and we're not entirely sure how some of these methods in the long term would affect things beyond mosquitoes. And by that, I mean not, depriving things of food resources, but in terms of, chromosomal abnormalities and all kinds of strange things like that. So, no, what we're only trying to do now is reduce the problem to a tolerable level, whether it be nuisance and or disease.
Are mosquito larvae a food source for fish?
Indeed, but they're not the only food source for fish. And we must remember that the availability of prey organisms reduces the number of predators and not the opposite. What you don't want to do is overload an ecosystem with predators, because then you get into real problems, because they start eating stuff that you don't want them to eat, and then you have to get rid of the predators, and it's a very, very difficult thing to do.
So, all right, you work for the U.S. Navy, right?
Indeed, right.
I mean, now naval guys are known for, like, big ideas. John, we can actually move North America over to Asia, and here's how we'll do it. You could actually do something as ridiculous as get rid of a mosquito. How would you do it?
Probably I would do it via genetically modifying mosquitoes and or introducing a lethal substance into their food chain that was specific to them. And people are working on that. But nature always sides with the hidden flaw, and we must be very, very careful about doing genetically modified, gene-driven things to mosquitoes, because we're not entirely sure what the outcome will be.
Short of making mosquitoes not bite humans, can you make it possible for mosquitoes to never have a dangerous virus in their stomachs?
There are ways of doing that, actually. There's a particular bacteria called Wolbachia, which resides in about 40 to 60% of insects, but it doesn't reside in mosquitoes. And researchers have found that if you introduce this particular bacteria into the mosquito's gut, it prevents transmission of dengue fever and lowers the amount of chikungunya virus that can be transmitted. So there is some research going on in that regard. However, introducing the Wolbachia bacteria into the mosquitoes, the logistics required in that are rather difficult.
And Joe, where do you live?
I live in Fleming Island, Florida, which is about 8 miles south of Jacksonville.
So what's your approach? What is the Joseph Conlon, retired U.S. Navy entomologist, strategy for dealing with mosquitoes every year?
When I am on my porch, I use floor fans, because a reasonable breeze will keep mosquitoes off of you. And I also use repellents, Picaridin in particular. Anytime I used to use DEET, and when I was in the Navy, we used DEET, and I'm a great believer in it. But I just prefer Picard and products over DEET because they don't smell as bad, and they're kind of a light feel. I'll wear long sleeves and long pants when I can. So those are the things that I do. I don't have any control issues at all. And frankly, I live right next to a swamp. Now, maybe they know who they're messing with and they're not coming to get me. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like they might. With the Zika virus crisis that seems to be brewing here, do you suspect that there will be any new mass scale eradication techniques tried as a result of this?
Yes, I do. Not in the United States. They'll be tried elsewhere. There are a number of different summit conferences being organized even as we speak that are trying to address a sustainable strategy for reducing populations of Aedes aegypti, the yellow fever mosquito, which is primarily responsible for transmitting this virus. What is interesting and kind of concerning, though, is that there's a possibility that one of the Aedes aegypti's relatives, called Aedes albopictus, the Asian tiger mosquito, could be involved with transmission too. And even worse than that, some people are suggesting that Culex pipiens, the basic one each government issue house mosquito, could be involved in transmission, which might explain the rapid increase in cases in Brazil. If that's the case, Culex pipiens is quite common here throughout the United States, is the primary transmitter of West Nile virus. And if it got somehow involved with the transmission cycle here in the United States, it could be disastrous. I kind of doubt that that's going to happen, though.
Joe Conlon is a retired U.S. Navy entomologist and technical advisor for the American Mosquito Control Association. Joe, I can't tell you how happy I am you're on the job.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Take care.
You too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.